Curl put the disc on a player and turned on the screen.
You're just lucky.
I should say so.
We'll just scan through this disc. It was on for 2 or 3 days. I'll give it a fast forward.
Wait,
said the smaller Chamco brother.
Something flashed by.
Turl obligingly reversed it.
Probably just you going in and out. I never review these things. It takes so long and there's so much to do. Company regulations.
Wait, look at that.
Here?
Yes, who's that?
Turl brightened up the screen.
That's it!
Cried the Chamco.
Look what he's doing! Searching the room. Ha! He found it. Crap! Look at that! There's your bill!
Incredible. You sure are lucky there was a mutiny scare on. Where are you going?
The Chamco had made an angry dive at the door.
I'm going down and beat the crap out of that low!
No. That won't get your money back.
And it wouldn't either, for the money was nestling in a wad under Turl's front belt. He had taken it from the room soon after the Chamco had hidden it.
This has become an official matter because it was detected on an official disc during an official surveillance.
Turl opened a book of regulations, volume 989, to article 34A-4. He turned several pages and then spun the book about and showed the Chamco where it said, theft of personal monies from the quarters of employees by employees, and when duly evidenced, and vaporization. The smaller Chamco read it. He was surprised.
I didn't know it was that stiff.
Well, it is. And this is official, so don't go rushing off to take the law into your own hands.
Turl took a blast rifle out of the rack and handed it to the smaller Chamco.
You know how to use this. It's fully charged. You're now a deputy.
The smaller Chamco was impressed. He stood there fumbling with the catches and made sure the safety was on.
You mean I can kill him?
We'll see. This is official.
Turl picked up the disc and a smaller portable screen and player and the book of regulations, then looked around to see whether he had everything.
Come along. Stay behind me and say nothing.
They went to the quarters and found an attendant. Yes, the attendant had seen Zit coming out of Chamco's room. Yes, he knew Zit by sight. He didn't recall whether it was the 13th or the 14th of the month, but he'd seen him. He was cautioned to say nothing, for it was official and had to do with mutiny surveillance. And the attendant obligingly signed the witness report, vowing to himself to be sure to keep quiet. He didn't care much for executives anyway. And so it was that Turl, followed by the smaller Chamco brother with a blast rifle in ready position, came to the maintenance area of the garage. Turl snapped a small button camera on the wall and pushed its remote.